This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Ukrainian authorities say a rocket strike killed more than 30 people, wounded over 100 at a train station that was being used to evacuate civilians in eastern Ukraine. This comes after Ukrainian leaders predicted more gruesome discoveries would be made in coming days after retreating Russian forces left crushed buildings, streets strewn with destroyed cars and mounting civilian casualties that drew condemnation across the globe. Meanwhile, in a rare, if not unprecedented, rebuke against one of the five veto-wielding members of the UN Security Council, the UN General Assembly voted Thursday to suspend Russia from the World Organization's leading human rights body over allegations that Russian soldiers in Ukraine engaged in rights violations that the United States and Ukraine have called war crimes. Addressing the UN General Assembly, U.S. Ambassador Linda Thomas-Greenfield says the vote to suspend Russia from the UN's Human Rights Council was a significant step.
This is an important and historic moment. Countries from around the globe have voted to suspend Russia from the UN Human Rights Council for its gross and systematic violations of human rights. We have collectively sent a strong message that the suffering of victims and survivors will not be ignored.
The United States has sharply increased the number of Ukrainians admitted to the country at the Mexican border as even more refugees fleeing the Russian invasion follow the same route. A government recreation center in the Mexican border city of Tijuana had grown to about 1,000 waiting refugees Thursday, but Tijuana officials and volunteers say the U.S. has begun processing much faster. More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. The U.S. Senate has confirmed Ketanji Brown Jackson to the U.S. Supreme Court, shattering a historic barrier by securing her place as the first black female justice and giving U.S. President Joe Biden a bipartisan endorsement for his efforts to diversify the court. Cheers rang out in the Senate chamber as Jackson was confirmed Thursday. The vote was 53-47, with three Republicans voting for confirmation. She will take her seat when Justice Stephen Breyer returns this summer, rejuvenating a diminished liberal wing of the conservative-dominated court. Jackson will be just the third black justice after Thurgood Marshall and Clarence Thomas and the sixth woman. At her hearings last month, she told senators she would apply the law without fear or favor. More information is being disclosed about two men who impersonated U.S. federal agents. More from AP correspondent Mike Gracia.
One of two men accused of impersonating federal agents and providing gifts and free apartments in Washington to actual Secret Service agents claimed to have ties to Pakistani intelligence. In court Thursday, federal prosecutors said 35-year-old Haider Ali had told witnesses that he was affiliated with the Inter-Services Intelligence Agency in Pakistan and had multiple visas from Pakistan and Iran. Assistant U.S. Attorney Joshua Rothstein said U.S. authorities have not been able to verify Ali's claims. Ali and 40-year-old Aryan Taherzadeh were arrested Wednesday. A detention hearing is scheduled Friday afternoon. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Israeli forces say they have killed Palestinian man who opened fire into a crowded bar in central Tel Aviv and killed two people. They say the attacker was tracked down after an overnight manhunt and killed in exchange of fire near a mosque in Tel Aviv's Haifa neighborhood. It was the fourth deadly attack in Israel by Palestinians in less than 3 weeks and came at a time of heightened tensions around the start of the Islamic holy month of Ramadan. Protests and clashes in Jerusalem during Ramadan last year eventually ignited an 11-day war. Three local officials in Shanghai have been sacked over a slack response to the COVID-19 outbreak in China's largest city, where residents are complaining of harsh lockdown conditions leading to shortages of food and basic necessities. An official notice Friday gave no details of the allegations against the three officials, but said their failure to fulfill their duties in epidemic prevention and control has allowed the virus to spread. On Friday, Shanghai reported more than 21,000 new local cases. Recapping our top story, Ukrainian authorities say a rocket strike killed more than 30 people, wounded over 100. This after Ukrainian leaders predicted more gruesome discoveries would be made in coming days after retreating forces left crushed buildings and more. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.